We can discuss it as much as we want here. Those statistics are very much all over the country at the minute. We're in a position where people are coming to us on a regular basis looking for social housing, and then when you see figures, 40% of refusal rates, you wonder, like, what is wrong, what is happening? So it needs a big discussion. It needs a discussion both at local level and at national level to get this resolved, because it is a major issue, Donal, and it's a major issue in this county.
The reality is, if someone refuses twice, they're taken off the housing list for a year. Could we have the situation, if someone is offered a second house in a town, it's Hobson's choice, either move to the town or you're off the list?
That's exactly what it's going to be, Donal. And to be quite honest with you, I feel, if you look back over the last number of years, that is what the governments, that is what the departments are trying to do. And they're making life as difficult as possible for people in rural Ireland to live in rural Ireland. And the whole emphasis, the 2040 project, the 2020 projects, all these projects that the government are announcing are designed for people to live in towns and villages. And they're making life difficult for people in rural Ireland. We are going to have serious issues down the line for our schools, community centres, football clubs. Every part of rural Ireland is dying on its feet. And if we don't do something about it now, at a local level and at a national level, we are going to be in a position where people won't be living in rural Ireland.
Putting it bluntly, are we getting to the point where we're saying to people effectively, if you want to live in rural Ireland, you better be able to afford it?
You couldn't have put it any better. That's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to have to stand on your own 2 feet in rural Ireland if you want to live in it. And that's the way it's going, and that's the way it's going to be in the next 4 or 5 years.